on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, I gotta tell you the truth. I'm kind of coveting Steve Brown's voice, the guy from Key Life Ministries. That's always fun to listen to him. It's kind of like everyone's grandpa. Just to hear that big, bold, deep voice doing those vignettes. And hey, listen, we're glad you tune in, and we're glad you're hopefully being blessed by the content that you hear. One of the things we hope will be a blessing to you and your congregation is an event coming up at the Roundhouse this Thursday. It's a pastor appreciation brunch at the Capitol. The New Mexico Family Action Movement is calling all pastors and church leaders to come up for that event. That's this Thursday, starting at 10:30 in the morning. And then afterwards, they're having a prayer rally in the Rotunda. And man, does the Roundhouse need it. So I want to thank New Mexico Family Action Movement for making that happen. You can find out about the event at NMFAM. That's NMFAM.org. And then actually on the homepage, just scroll down. You'll see a What's Happening. Click on the Tell Me More. And there you go. A couple of things coming up. They also have a thing that may interest you. Adopt a pro-life legislator. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about that next time we have Jody on. But Thursday is the event at the Roundhouse. The Pastor Appreciation Brunch. They are asking for an RSVP. So if you get on the site, make sure to click on that link and let them know you'll be there at 10:30 on Thursday morning. And hey, I want to welcome back Jared, our engineer. Had a little time off. It's great to have him back. He's pushing the buttons and making sure that we're getting you the information that you need from our next guests in studio with us with Steelbridge Ministries, mysteelbridge.org. Dominic Fisher, the executive director, and Shane Rabinadrat. I messed it up, Shane. Rabinadrat. No. Rabindranath.
There you go.
Yeah. Brother Shane. I just call him Brother Shane.
Amen.
Yeah. Appreciate him being here and all. Now, Shane, you're acquainted with, Dominic. Welcome, Dominic. Your first time.
Yes, sir. First time. I'm excited to be here. Talking about Steelbridge. And yeah.
Well, we were hanging out here for a little while during that last segment, which, by the way, was pre-recorded with Tim down in Las Cruces for Family Life. Getting to know Dominic a little bit and excited to see what you guys are working on at Steelbridge. Now that we talked a little bit, we're going to talk on the air and let people know about it. Dominic, new to the executive director chair. How did God move to make that happen?
Well, in a typical God way. Before that, I was at UPS. I was a district health and safety compliance supervisor, so I did that for about 4.5 years. UPS is a great place, but it's very mentally straining. I had just got rededicated to the Lord the year prior to, and I would just, praying to God, how do you want me to move for you and for your glory, professionally, personally, things like that. And this opportunity at Steelbridge kind of presented itself out of nowhere, very, very much like how God works. I had knew a board member of Steelbridge previously who was, they were looking for someone to handle the day-to-day stuff. And so once that came, I knew that was ordained by God. And so here I am now.
Very good. Well, it sounds kind of like the here am I.
Yeah,
send me.
Exactly.
Shane, now you are going to be moving into the role as the community engagement developer.
So, yeah, Steve. So, community engagement director. What we noticed was when for the past few years, Steelbridge is doing great things, but we just didn't have the manpower to take the work that God was doing there and taking that love of Christ and actually getting it into the community, letting people know about the great news.
Yeah.
With Dominic aboard now, helping with the day-to-day operations and making it just run smoothly with that love of Christ and the great staff and residents we have there, we're able to now go out there. So now I can dedicate my time to teaching people about the love of Jesus, how it works at our program, and how faith-based programs work just as good as any secular program because the love of Christ is there.
Amen. Well, having opportunity I want to kind of go here while we're talking about it, kind of give you an opportunity to speak to, you know, business leaders that are listening, community leaders, Bible study leaders or groups, and others that, you know, and we're going to go into detail here about the work that Steelbridge does, including some events that are coming up you'll want to be a part of.
Yes, sir.
For those that are listening, and but you know, either right now already, or by the time we lay it out, what the ministry's up to, and they're like, I want to support that. I want to come alongside that, right, with the words of encouragement, with my prayers, and financially to pour into the work that's being done on the, in the name of Jesus, to see things happen here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. Tell people how they can assist.
So what's awesome about that is there's two things we know for sure. People hurt and go through trauma, and the love of Christ is real and forever.
Yeah.
And we are asking people, businesses, individual leaders, churches, we're looking for three things: time, treasure, and talent.
Okay.
Obviously, treasure is going to be your financial, but if you have time, if you want to just volunteer,
there you go.
We all know people who are hurting. We see it every day in New Mexico. Be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
Because being part of the problem is staying stagnant. Be part of the solution. All right, just come on down. You can come to check our facility or call us at 505-346-HOPE, which is 505-346-4673. And we have great volunteer opportunities,
yeah,
just to come down, check out. Or if you want us to come and just talk to you about the issues that are going on and how we're helping to combat that, just let us know. Just call that number.
Well, and let me testify to that. Now, I haven't been down since it was Steelbridge. And one of the properties operated by Steelbridge is what was the old rescue mission. And actually, years ago, when we were operating two terrestrial radio stations off this property, our staff once a month would go down and serve breakfast.
Correct.
And I will tell you, you learn so much. You know, and it was a blessing to serve. It was, and just like almost any missionary opportunity, you know, you get in your head, I'm going to go bless them.
Right.
And you come back and you're like, man, did they bless me? You know, so there was some of that that happened. The other thing was, you know, when it comes to men and women that are at risk and in need, and, you know, at the time we thought, well, it's just going to be a bunch of homeless people, which for the most part was. But, you know, you go down there and you realize, you know, because everyone has a preconception of what a homeless person is.
Correct.
And, you know, you go and serve in an area like this and you realize, okay, there's plenty of people that are, you know, mentally challenged, you know, having issues or dealing with drug addiction that are homeless. But, you know, you find these people that are just, they're in a rough patch. And there's people, when we were serving breakfast, I don't remember his name, but I remember a guy specifically. He was there for breakfast. Then he was getting in his car and going to work.
Yeah.
You know, he was just having a rough time. And by volunteering and serving, it puts really a real face on who it is you're ministering to. So I know you already threw out to come down and volunteer, but I kind of wanted to testify to that.
Yeah, of course.
Because it really makes it not only a difference in the people's lives that you're serving, but it'll change your life.
Well, like you said, I mean, it's the reciprocation. You're going there and you're giving, but at the same time, you're getting back. You're receiving. You're seeing it firsthand of God's love in action. And these are real people.
Yeah.
You know, we have a precept, you know, you said, we think one way about the homeless. I mean, some of the residents have master's degrees at Steelbridge.
Yeah.
They went through a bad time, whether it be COVID, they lost something, addiction for a year. But, I mean, they're great people, every one of them.
Yeah. And actually, I was talking to someone that does something very similar to what you do recently. And he said, look, man, 4 years ago, you know, I had a real good salary. He was healed in the name of Jesus. He was, you know, he's doing well.
Good.
And he's doing work similar to what you do. And he said, I love doing this more than any of the work that I used to do, you know, where he made kind of the big bucks, you know? So yeah, it is very rewarding. And although I mentioned serving breakfast, specifically, all, you know, Dominic, maybe let me throw this to you or Shane, whichever, the day to day, what kind of area could you use some little extra elbow grease?
Well, I mean, we can use help in all aspects of what we do at Stillbridge, but I would say more for, you know, different types of feedings, handing out clothes, food packs, things like that. We have a lot of areas where we could use help, where people come in and make phone calls on our behalf, you know, setting up for other volunteers, things like that. So, I mean, there's definitely a place for everyone with every kind of talent there, for sure, that we can use help with.
And one of the things we wanted to make sure we talked about today, because we often talk about the intake program,
correct.
Where, you know, men and women are part of a is it a year-long program,
yes, sir.
Shane? Men and women at risk that are put through this program and are battling addictions or other things. And that's a big part of what Stillbridge does. But, Shane, there's so much more.
So much.
Well, you said it yourself best. You said when you went down there to the rescue mission, you saw a guy who got in his car.
Yeah.
Well, our heart isn't just for the residents who come in, because we don't want to be landlocked. Yeah. The love of Christ should never be locked. So by showing it, we actually have our resource center, which is on 2021 2nd Street Northwest, where you can drop donations off there Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. But we hand out food boxes. We hand out clothing to help. And a lot of it's to help the families, the young kids, those unhoused youth and families who they have just enough money to go to school, the parents to get a little bit to get by. We want to not just give them the food and clothing they need, but the love of Christ that they need. Yeah. We want to be there to give them the resources to show them that, you know what, His love is real.
Now, let's put some direction to this, because I'm imagining, you know, a lot of our listeners are tuned in. Some of them may need the assistance you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume a lot of them maybe don't, but almost all of us either know someone in our sphere of influence or come across someone in our sphere of influence, and they think, oh, Steve was talking with Dominic and Shane at Stillbridge about just that, but I'm not sure what we need to do. What's the steps people need to do to get that kind of an assistance?
So to get that kind of an assistance, you would call us down at 505-346-HOPE, and that's 505-346-4673, and just say, hey, I'm looking for help. And we have resource guides. We have people who can help navigate you to the resources you need. We have a gentleman working at a resource office from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. And his number one job is to help you get the answers you need to help get you off the street today, or to get you the help you need.
Okay. I mean, I wanted to make sure to go there, because it's one thing. There's Stillbridge can help. And if you're not, you know, if you're not in a place where you can write that down, just remember mystillbridge.org. You'll find the way to contact the ministry and get yourself or someone else the assistance that they need at whatever level. Thrift store, right?
Yeah, we have a thrift store there too, Steve.
What's your latest bargain from the thrift store?
Man, everything in there is a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've found stuff there before, I'm sure.
You'd be surprised. I go there and I found things that I would spend $40-$50 in a store. I'm like, well, this is brand new and it fits.
Yeah.
God is good.
I have a family member, my mom. And, you know, I was raised in the military. I mean, we were relatively, you know, middle class, I guess. And never really wanted for anything, but they were so frugal and so they were such good stewards with what they were given. My mom was, because she's not doing it. She's really not doing it now. But she was the thrift store queen, and I remember as a kid, all my friends had new stuff, you know, and I was like, you know. Well, what if they asked me where I got it? And it was, and quite honestly, she went to the Salvation Army or the thrift store on base back then. And she said, just tell them Sally Ann's, S.A., Salvation, you know, or tell them Sam Adams or, you know, but listen, I was dressed as sharp and as well as any of the other kids. I just had that, you know, kids want the latest, greatest.
Well, you know, thrifting's coming back in style now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it totally is.
It is.
Retro.
Yeah, retro stuff.
So yeah.
If you want to come thrift, come over to Stillbridge.
And it's not just the clothes. I mean, what kind of stuff you end up having at the thrift store?
So we have everything from housewares to clothing. We even have some furniture there.
Yeah. Golf
sets. There's so much there, Steve. I mean, there's just a smorgasbord, I guess you could say. And it's set up like a boutique, so it doesn't have that thrift store feel. You go in there and you're like, wow, it has a nice home goods store feel. But most importantly, our staff there has just a smile, you know, and you don't want to go. They start having conversation with you, and you're like, wow.
Yep. Well, and it's important, I think, for people to know. And there's a few good thrift stores in town that benefit good causes. I'm not going to mention the ones not to go to, but trust me, there's some that you may think do the research and find out where the money's going. Because anymore, when I get stuff, I put a little in the trunk.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I got to make a thrift store run. But find those places like Steelbridge. Now, the thrift store is located
2021 2nd Street Northwest.
Okay. And is that the same address you just gave me?
It is. Okay. It is. We actually have our food box, food pantry, our donation center, and our thrift store all located in the same building.
Okay, great place. You can go right there to drop items off,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Or to go shopping.
Yep.
And it benefits the ministry of what's happening at Steelbridge.
100% of whatever the proceeds are that come in go straight to one of our programs that help our residents who are going through trauma.
Okay. Hey, listen, we are up against a break. We're going to take a break and come back. There's some fundraising opportunities coming up that we want to make sure you know about, and we'll come back. Dominic Shane, can you stick around?
Yeah,
yes, sir. Of course.
We'll be back after the break on ABQ Connect. All right. I guess I got to edit that liner. I loaded that one. Or five? Was it 505? Yeah, it was 505. Okay. it's one of those, don't pretend it didn't happen. It just happened. But hey, we're in the studio with Steelbridge Ministries, Dominic and Shane both hanging out. And Dominic, the new executive director, Shane, the community engagement director. And as I've already said, I so much appreciate the work you guys are doing. If people missed our first segment, they need to go back and listen to the show. It's available at abqconnect.online, probably within 48 hours of the end of the show. But guys, we talked about different ways to support the ministry, and who'd have thunk you could go shoot guns and support the ministry? whose brainchild was this?
So I'll be honest with you, we started a clay shooting tournament last year, and then we had a local shooting range come alongside us.
Okay.
And they donated a grand prize for our clay shooting tournament, but they said, you know what, for the whole month of February, we have this opportunity where we'll sell targets for only $10. And so every person who buys a $10 target, 100% of those proceeds go to Steelbridge.
Right.
So for the month of February, this local shooting range, which has a couple locations out here, is giving people the opportunity to go out there to take out their frustration and give money back.
You just got to make sure to mention Steelbridge, and then 100% of that goes. And there's going to be surprises, a $200 gift card to the shooting range.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. Did you do the clay shooting?
No, I helped orchestrate it, but this year I will be doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, clay
sporting clay. So in May we're having a tournament where basically it's 12 stations and you have
clay pigeons.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Is that at the
No.
Where do they do that?
So we do this at a outside gun range.
Okay.
A partner that's a little far out.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
Oh, you should.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, the only time I think I ever I said this actually on this show maybe about a week ago talking about in high school. A friend who, we're talking about shotguns.
Yeah.
A friend who had a large property on the outskirts of this small city I went to high school in, and they had a problem with gophers. And we'd kind of go out in his backyard, we called, his last name Park. And we'd go out there and we'd go look for gophers. I don't mean to be graphic, but it was,
I remember those days.
Yeah. We were kiddos. Yeah. But I just wonder if I could hit a moving target like that.
I didn't think I could. It was my first time because I did a demo run like before we went out. I shot a couple and I actually hit the target my first shot.
So, nice.
So it's definitely doable.
Okay. You just kind of go in front of it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to track it.
Yeah.
Track, boom. Yeah.
Okay.
Just lead your shot and you'll be all right.
Now let's talk about that, not knowing how to shoot. This is a good opportunity to, go with someone who goes shooting and you can benefit the Ministry of Steelbridge.
Well, it's funny because Dominic was actually just there last week with a couple of our staff, and one of her young ladies had never shot before. And her first gun she ever shot was a
with a 50 caliber sniper.
Oh, wow.
Going into the deep end.
I've never done that. I actually saw a guy driving around town. You maybe have seen him before. It's an old Jeep and my son and I both were like, okay, well, clearly that's not ready to shoot.
Right.
And it was either a 30 caliber, 50, I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, Korean War era, driving around town, or I didn't even get a close enough look to see if it was a mock-up or what, but
right.
So she did a 50
cal.
First time ever
shooting a gun.
Was a 50 cal.
It was a 50 cal sniper, so okay, hats off to her.
Now, what's the farthest on that indoor range you can...
You probably can go maybe 30, 40 yards. Okay. It's not that far.
But, I mean, these are the guns that that people use to shoot miles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could miss that bullet by 3 yards and still do some damage to the person you're shooting.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We were there last week. I think they posted it on our social media, my spread from the target that we have there. So if you guys can go check out our social media, check out how good I did, which you know, was okay. But if there's anyone out there that can go out and beat
that. We're actually challenging you. I want you to pull that up on the Steelbridge social media, my Steelbridge, and see if you could beat our new executive director, Dominic. And
there you
post
go.
Share Steelbridge.
Yeah. But even at that, you know, for you guys that are still trying to figure out what to do for Valentine's Day, hey, why don't you go out to go...
There you go.
Go to the indoor range and, you know, post that target and, you know.
Okay, so this is all through the month of February.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so there's not a date for this event. It's all February.
Yeah. You just go in and you just say, I want to get a target for Steelbridge.
Okay.
And they know exactly what you're talking about.
And if you're like forgetting any of the stuff we say and you're, wait a minute, all the stuff from the first segment and this segment, mysteelbridge.org. And actually for this, on the top of the website, you'll see events. If you click on that, you'll see the Feb targets for Steelbridge. Again, 100% of the proceeds from this for the month of February go to Steelbridge. Hey, I want to thank Calibers for supporting you guys, sponsoring the event. Some of the other stuff going on during that, they'll have a grab bag with a T-shirt, a mug, a hat, and more. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Now I don't know well enough to, you know, if I go shooting, it's once every 5 years or so.
Right.
Can you just show up at a place and they'll show you how to do it?
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure they have courses online. If you go to their thing, you can sign up for courses or classes. But even if you don't own a firearm, you can walk in there. You can rent. You can rent a firearm that are pretty inexpensive.
Okay. So there's a way for you to go out and have fun and benefit the ministry at Steelbridge. Yep. Did we forget anything, guys?
No. I think we covered everything.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah. All right. And remember, if you want to volunteer, mysteelbridge.org, an open invite, as always, guys. Shane, you know that.
Yes.
Dominic, you know that. We'll get you guys in here at least once a quarter. In between, if something comes up, man, there's a huge need.
Well, we can't thank you enough. Having partners like you, partners in Christ, Steve, really means a lot to us in Steelbridge.
Amen. I'll amen that, and I'll say to the listener, thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.